Conversation 2. Dan, did you want to see me?
Oh, yes, Sue. Please sit down. We need some help.
What can I do?
Look at this schedule. There are 4 conferences in April, and there aren't enough representatives to cover all of them.
But I am not on the executive staff.
I know, but you have studied management and merchandising, and we have openings for more managerial people. There's a good opportunity for you here.
That sounds wonderful. But what do you want me to do?
There's a conference in Seattle on the 18th of April. I want you to represent us.
That's a big responsibility.
You'll do very well, and I'm pretty sure.
Is there a lot to learn?
There are a few things, but they aren't difficult.
There isn't much time left. Can I start now?
There are some reports on the previous conferences in the files. You can study those.
Can you give me any guidelines about etiquette in other countries?
There are several overall guidelines that apply to international conferences.
Then where can I find all the country-specific information?
Usually you can call that country's embassy or consulate. Most of them have printed materials for business visitors. And there are also travel books available at public libraries. If you don't have enough time, you can also ask Sally, as she attended the conference there last time.
Great. And will our company arrange for transportation?
Yes. Tell the travel department about what you think you'll need, and they can make arrangements for you.
Thank you. I'll give it my best shot. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
22. What problem has the company run into? Why does the man turn to the woman for help? 24. How should the woman be prepared? 25. How does the woman feel about the assignment in the end?